personal expectations, national expectations. How are you embracing that for you personally?
It's hard taking it all in, you know, but this is something you don't pay attention to, you know. And me coming out of my freshman year and continuing to doing the things I did, I just never paid attention to all the hype and stuff. I just mainly focus on just, you know, just competing for my team, you know. I'm big on not letting my team down. So that's why it's like every opportunity I have to, you know, to step forth and be there for the team, that's what I'm going to do. And that's just basically catching the ball and trying to make some moves to score. That's what about it. I don't pay attention to the things that come with it, but I'm just going to always play.
I always say, the older you get, the more you learn to deal with guys like me in the media, all that other outside junk. But bottom line is what you do there between the lines, isn't it? And you really got to focus, don't you?
That's it. You got to be on your P's and Q's like at all times. You know, by being an athlete in general, everything is being viewed from what you do, how you do it, what you say, what you wear, you know. And one of the prime examples for me, starting from where I'm started from and making it to where I'm at right now, why mess it all up by doing something bad anyway, you know? So you know, one of the questions out there is like, you know, over world, you know, you're having a lot of athletes who are having problems, but then again, like, why you guys, like SC in general, a couple of you players, you know, not getting in that situation? Because you grow up and you learn, you know. You struggle so much, so why affect? You here already, so why affect it, you know, by doing anything stupid, you
right.
know? So just straight, head on straight, and that's it. That's all I try to do, just keep my head on straight, make sure I'm a prime example of the team, you know. Keep it on my team, look up to me, younger kids look up to me. So if I go out there and do something crazy, then this all go downhill from there.
I love the attitude. Now, let's talk about the team. Off season, what was it like? Because obviously last year, very disappointing. Can you just throw it away? Is it old news, or is it something you learned from, or both?
To tell you the truth, I don't know how other players is taking it, but as far as myself, I took upon myself to do something about it, you know, right after Georgia Tech game, within that next week. Went back to film with me and a couple of paper players, Josh and Dion, you know, went back to film, watching some things, you know, the things we didn't like about the season that we can improve on, things like that. And then, you know, no team want to go 7-6, especially being at the top. And
right.
But it's hard to maintain that, you know, and it happens to the best of teams. And us as players just need to, from this point on, you know, as me thinking about the team, just to move forward and use that game, those games as motivation, you know. Yeah, we talented. I'm not going to say we're not as talented as we had last year. You know, you had TJ, Johanza, you got Matt, you had everything. But I know we're still capable, you know. And the way the team is showing me through summer workouts, they're showing me that we're actually going to get it done in the long run.
Okay, well, obviously the quarterback is always huge. And you lose a guy like Matt, and you bring in an unknown situation in Wittig, right?
Man, it's tough for me, to tell you the truth. And, you know, and me not knowing, you know, Wittig, you know, came in the last two games.
Yeah.
I think he did pretty good. I mean, for you came in, played the number one team in the nation, then go to a bowl game, you know, it's tough. And for you to handle yourself, it's quite the deal. And, you know, and now you got to come back and go through the process again of trying to maintain. And that's the biggest thing that's happened to me right now. It's like, you know, not having a steady quarterback, not having a chance to actually sit down and, you know, give everybody their time, but putting the extra time with that specific quarterback. And now I'm just going around splitting time, you know, like, you know, instead of giving 100% to this quarterback, I'm splitting, you know, 50-50, 50-50, you know, and just to get it right, so when going into camp, you know, I'll be ready.
So what do you see from the guys, from a quarterback standpoint, from the offseason that you think will carry over into the season?
Hard work, leadership.
Yeah.
I feel as if, you know, messing with any quarterback, one of the quarterbacks, even messing with Mac Brown, you know, by him being a freshman, you know, to where, you know, I don't necessarily have to come in and speak up, you know. I feel as if, you know, I don't never have to say anything, because I feel as if now you're the quarterback, you're the leader, you're vocal, you're able to take care of that role and handle the things to where I don't have to do anything,
right.
you know, unless you want me to, you know.
Right.
I try to sit back for the most part and let everybody else, like, you know, one of the main things, you want your quarterback to be strong and be a leader. So there, I'm going to have to sit back and relax and let, you know, whoever going start speak up. So I mean, even Max Brown step up to the plate and he speak
good.
Up too, and I appreciate that.
Okay, last two-parter, expectations for the new season, realistically, for coach too, because this is a big season for him, you know, from many ways.
Yeah.
And also the UCLA loss, how did that affect you guys?
You say UCLA loss is tough, you know. Just me in general, you know, freshman year having a successful year, to coming back. But I mean, that's just that's just something they use that motivation, you know, yeah. the sense of, you know, they didn't have the great season they had my freshman year and us winning. And now them going back to the biggest, getting a new coach, you know, handling the things they need to get, getting back on the page, coming out, doing what they need to do, and they end up beating us, you know, and now it's vice versa. Now we got to go back to the drawing board, right. do the things we need to do, and handle we need to do it so we can be successful in the long run, you know. But UCLA, great team now.
Yeah.
They're a great team, and you know, I can argue that, and I know from this point on it's going to be great games.
But what about for winning for coach, though, this year? I mean, because this was a big year for him.
I mean, just winning in general for a coach is very important. Right. I know, you know, us as players, we always got the coach job in our hands, basically. We basically dictate if the coach stay or not. And I know my team, and I know we're going to do anything we can, you know, to get Kiff, you know, to solidify and keep his job solid. I mean, I don't think he's on the hot seat at all. And, you know, Pat Hayden actually spoke on it, you know.
Right.
And I tell everybody to this day, and without Coach Kiffin, man, I wouldn't be in the position I am right now. He gave me the opportunity that I didn't have, you know, and it's just taking the risk and actually putting me at receiver, you know. He could have just left me at safety. So, you know, I'm going to play with him until – I told the reporter, I'm going to play with him until the day I die if I have to.
Marquise, proud of you, man. You're doing a heck of a job.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
All right, we'll see you practice.
We'll do.